coming up on April 22nd and 23rd is a Cole Porter jazz music show with the Ketchikan Community Chorus. And joining us this morning is music director Steve Kinney to tell us more about that event. And it is themed, and you have a lot of activities planned, correct?
Well, we do. This is a new adventure for us because we're doing some things that are really different this time. We try to do a Pops concert that we call Steppin' Out every other spring, and this is our springtime. We're focusing on music by Cole Porter, and the essence of the concert is a medley put together by McHuff, and it features, probably there are 20 different Cole Porter tunes that are sung within that medley, all the way, some of them just little short snippets and others longer time, you know, probably numbers that people would recognize, like I Love Paris, Easy to Love, It's Too Darn Hot, Another Opening, Another Show, Let's Misbehave, Be a Clown, Friendship. Those are just some of them. And probably, as I said, about 20 titles. Interspersed in that, we have some standalone solos and some quartets. So all together, it would be quite an evening of song. That said, Claire Bennett has been helping us, as she quite often does, with choreography. And so there'll be a lot of movement. I was telling a friend of mine who, like myself, wears little funny things in their ears so they can hear better. You know, I said, this would be a really great concert for you to come to, because even if you don't hear absolutely everything, you'll enjoy it. There's so much going on stage. And so it's going to be a fun evening. We're doing another thing different this time around. We are using the concert as a focus for a fundraiser. And quite often, we art people find that the art that we want to do costs more to do than the tickets will bear. And so we've got to find another source. And so what we're doing this time is we're going to have a fun little mini auction, more like a drawing than an auction, of things that come from the heart of the chorus. You know, you can maybe win a quartet for a family celebration, or maybe win a crab dinner for eight at the beach of your choice, or just lots of different kinds of events, a soup a month for the four winter cold months, pie of the month or a cookie of the month, things that are generally homemade and coming from the chorus themselves. So these are all going to be a part of the evening. The money that we hope to earn from that will be used probably in the near future for bringing in instrumentalists so we can do a classical concert and have a small orchestra accompany us, or perhaps putting together a sound system that the chorus actually owns. We're always at this point in a concert trying to figure out, okay, how are we going to do the sound this time? Or who's going to do the lights? Or, you know, all of these are questions. So we're trying to become a little bit more independent in that way.
So how does this auction work? You buy tickets, or you, because you said you're not really bidding on items. How is it working?
Right. When you come in, and over the course of the evening, it'll be possible to buy some tickets, and there'll be some lower value tickets and some higher value tickets, and you can choose which you want to purchase. And then the items will be displayed or described on a auction table, and there will be a vase there that you can drop your ticket in, the appropriate vase. If you want to put all your tickets in one place, you can do that, or if you want to spread them out and hope to win something from a variety of places. And then those will be drawn almost at the end of the evening to see who actually will walk out with the certificate to whichever item that happens to be.
You're also doing a cruise theme. Why did you decide to do that?
We had to decide, how are we staging this? And since much of the music comes from the musical Anything Goes, which was placed on ship, on board a ship. We said, okay, that's going to be the focus for the evening. So when you arrive, it will be like going on a cruise. And when you turn in your ticket at the door, you will actually be given a boarding pass. And it will describe what's going on for the evening as you arrive. And the stage will be set as the captain's welcoming celebration. And as a paying guest, you will be a part of that celebration. And so over the course of the evening, you will see shipboard members, and you get to meet them on stage, whether they're crew people or some of the cruise takers. And so we'll try to convey a personality for these different people as you're watching the evening unwind.
And looking at the program that you have handed me, it says April 1937. So is that because that's kind of the era of Cole Porter, and that's why you set
right.
that
this is
year?
Yeah. And somebody, we were talking about that the other night. Well, you know, in 1937, there's some, you know, ugly things going on in the world at that time, too. And that is very true. One of the cruise ships, the Apatha, was actually sunk during that year. So as you take this cruise, you know, keep in mind it's not all positive joy.
But you're cruising on land, so you'll be safe.
You will be safe.
Okay. And also are there, I believe you are also serving hors d'oeuvres? Is
that yes, there will be food there. When you arrive, there will be some finger food available. And then at intermission, there will be desserts. And there is a no-host bar that's open, except for when there's actually music going on. We'll try to curtail movement at that point.
Okay. And again, this is coming up April 22nd and 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Ted Ferry Civic Center. And if people are interested in getting tickets in advance, can they get them at the door? Do they need to get them in advance? Or
probably the safest thing is always in advance. McPherson Music, Celebration Station, Arts Council Office, and then from any chorus member, those are easy places to get them in advance. You can usually get them at the door, but we do sell out periodically, and there is a finite number of tables. There is a deal that if you have some friends that would like to go, the tables seat 8, and so you can buy a ticket for a table of 8 for the price of 7. So you can get one ticket for free when you buy the table for 8. So that's something to keep in mind.
And how much are the tickets?
The tickets are $30 a piece, and the table would be $210.
Okay. So, all right. Anything else you wanted to add?
I think we've covered it all. I encourage people to take advantage of this. It's going to be a really fun evening. And as you watch the choreography, instead of everybody trying to wave at the same time and in the same way or to do a particular dance step at the same time and in the same way, this time you have a cruise ship full of individuals. And as you watch those individuals, you'll see that they react differently. And you will see little snippets of storylines going on. Oh, look, there's a couple over there. Oh, wait a minute, they're not getting along. Or, oh, look at those two people over there. And so you'll see little stories going on embedded within the concert as a whole. So it is going to be a fun evening. The chorus is having a really great time doing it. We have a 7-piece band that will be accompanying us. And it's going to be a live show.
Okay, very good. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Steve Kinney from the Ketchikan Community Chorus. Again, that show coming up April 22nd and 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Ted Ferry Civic Center.